This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're into June, David.
First
Nason.
Week into June. Good morning. How are you? I'm good. How are you doing today?
I am a little tired. We went to the St. Vignani, John Vignani. It's a big festival they do every year.
Oh, okay.
Saw Almighty Vinyl play last night.
Almighty
had
Vinyl.
A couple PBRs and big old fish fry. And then couldn't sleep. So if I start dozing, just nudge me a little bit and we'll go. So how about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. The beginning part of my week was pretty busy. The end a little less. I had something cancel yesterday, so it means I had some office time.
Okay.
But sailing started this week.
Nice.
So people listening, they know I'm a sailor. So Wednesday night racing down at South Shore Yacht Club started this Wednesday. And so beautiful night out there. Good amount of wind. It gets chilly out on the lake this time of the year, even though it's really nice at the dock and everything.
Yeah.
It's a bit chillier out on the lake.
The water's still cold, like
50 degrees or whatever it is. So, but that was good.
We got some much needed rain.
We got some much needed rain and last night.
Good, yeah. So
yes, things will
maybe things
get a little green again.
Perk back up again.
Right,
so,
exactly.
I actually ran through the sprinklers, like I said, with my granddaughters last week, and now my backyard with this rain and that, I think we're gonna be good.
Yeah,
see some green grass again around the fire pit.
Rain overnight is good.
Yes,
we have nice days and rain overnight.
Exactly. So since we're into the first week of June, I thought we'd go through what we're supposed to do in June when it comes to home maintenance. And I bet you can't guess what is on this list.
Maybe you should check your grading, gutters, and downspouts.
Exactly. Yeah. Every month. Yes. It's on every list.
It really is.
I can't believe how important that is, because it literally is every month. Like, check your downspouts. Check your gutters. Like,
well,
really?
I shouldn't say if anybody, because I know there are, unfortunately, people who have had some foundation issues. You know that if you've had somebody come to look at your basement, whether it's a home inspector, an inspector, a foundation contractor, they're going to be talking about water management. That's really what it is on the outside of your house, is managing the water, and that's what your grading, gutters, and downspouts do.
Yep.
Get the water away from your house. If you're up on a little bit of a hill or you're the higher part of the subdivision, that's great. But what we're really talking about is about the 5 to 6 feet or so right around your house. Because you could be on this kind of a hill, but if it's flat right there at your house, you're still going to get water going along your foundation, whether it's rain or melting snow. So you got to get the downspouts away. And people, my opinion, I'm not a fan of those black or white corrugated drain extensions, aluminum extensions. They sell them in 10-foot lengths at most big box stores, cut them in half, and now you got a 5-foot extension to put on there.
So here's an example. So we have a tree that overhangs our house, right? And it drops. Right now it's dropping all these kind of like fibrous, junk.
What kind of tree is that?
I don't even know. No. It's our neighbor's tree.
Sure.
Drops all this stuff on my house. But when it rained, I have all aluminum downspouts except one.
Yeah.
I've got the corrugated thing because I'm trying to get it around away from my foundation down a sidewalk.
Sure.
Anyway, I could do it with regular stuff, but I just haven't. Since I moved in, it's always been like that. All the stuff in the aluminum downspouts washed out and is sitting at the end of the downspout.
Yep.
I go pull that corrugated piece off. It's all stuck in that corrugated piece. So if I don't take that off and shake it out after a good rain, it's just going to clog up eventually. So to your point, it's proven.
So
I saw it yesterday when I was working with my downspout.
That would fall into the maintenance that we talk about all the time.
Right.
And that's fairly simple. We're not talking about replacing, repairing things. It's just going out and checking your downspouts, making sure they're clear, making sure they're attached, making sure the ground is sloped away. That's maybe a little bit more of a job, but usually not difficult in most cases.
Yeah.
Rake your mulch back, maybe rake some of the dirt that's there that maybe washed away from your house, rake the dirt back towards the house, and then put your mulch back. Because mulch and stones, anything that you have like that, that's just water's going right through that. So you got to make sure that the ground is actually soaked away.
It used to be every time it rained, our garage floor would get full of water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did I do? I had to go out between the sidewalk and the garage and dig out all the dirt. It was about 8 inches up on the siding.
Yeah,
so
that's not good either.
I had to get all that down. And now when it rains, it all stays in that little area. It doesn't go into my garage.
Yeah,
and
you probably see.
It all makes a difference.
If your garage is unfinished, no plywood or drywall on the walls, you can see the stains on the bottom plate and
definitely
the bottom
can.
Part of the siding. So that's the other thing. You want to improve your grading, but you don't want to bury your siding, no matter what kind of siding it is.
Right.
Whether it's vinyl, LP, aluminum.
Yeah. So don't just stack a bunch of dirt there to try to get the
and
pitch
even,
you
even
want.
To the point of having brick or some kind of veneer, brick or stone, the adhered stone veneer, you have to keep 4 inches clearance, but brick, a true brick or stone or traditional brick and stone, that's going down and sitting on a ledge on your foundation. So usually that is buried in the ground a little bit, but you have to be careful. You can't just, I got stone and brick. I can raise my grade 2 feet here. Or, okay, I'm exaggerating.
Still soak in the water.
There's a point where right behind the brick, there's going to be your wood framing of the floor, and maybe not so much the brick or the stone, but the mortar for sure is porous.
Yep.
And water's going right through that, and you can cause some problems by burying that too.
No guests this hour. We'll take calls. If you have questions on maintenance, we'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ talk and text sign. We'll get through more of this list too. It's June. What should we be doing to our home to keep it maintained? The Fix-It Show is on WTMJ.
The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Appreciate it. 7:17 on a Saturday. It's going to be hot today, actually. 86 inland, warm and humid. That humidity felt so weird yesterday after how dry it's been.
Later in the day, it really got humid.
Yeah. So, okay, so it's June. We talked about the fact that you got to look at your gutters and downspouts every month. Just check those out. Inspect your air conditioning system. Change the filter if you have one on your furnace and you haven't changed it in a while.
Or if you have a boiler system, you just have an air handler.
Right.
And that's still going to have a filter. A lot of times those are just like in a hallway in the ceiling. You'll see a bigger screen or something in the ceiling or maybe on the wall where not where you would normally see it as part of a furnace.
If you have never changed a filter on your HVAC system, find it.
Yes.
Or call somebody in to find it.
Right.
Because it probably needs to be changed.
Yes.
Schedule professional tune-up. That's on their list when it comes to that. But keep vegetation clear around there. Everything's growing right now.
So our partner, Jason Fox from Capital Heating and Cooling, Jason and Dayton and I, we text each other stuff that we see. Do you remember that one he showed us? A couple weeks ago.
It was literally.
Looked
like in those apocalyptic movies.
Right.
When everything's just getting taken over by vegetation.
It almost looked like they had built a box around it.
Yeah, but it was vines.
But it was all vines and everything. And they peeled it and he said it didn't even work.
Yeah.
Of course it didn't. So, yeah, absolutely. It has to breathe. It's got to take in air at the sides and exhaust it on the top. So, I get it. Sometimes people don't like to see that and everything. But you got to give it some clearance, a foot at least, and preferably like 18 inches of any kind of vegetation and or structure around it.
Clean and seal your deck is on the list. We talk with Matt Hefter from CertaPro about that a lot.
He likes to oil his deck.
He likes to oil his deck. So that's on the list here. Check the exterior of your home. So you're looking for missing shingles from over the winter or the winds that we had earlier in the year. Touch up peeling paint. I got my front porch. There's a section I got to scrape down and paint up.
Make sure it's dry. Well, Tom always said clean, dry, and dull. So make sure it's clean.
Maintain your lawn and garden. We don't have Fawn on anymore. I miss Fawn.
Yeah.
But she would always talk about how to maintain your equipment, right? Don't just pull the lawnmower out and start it up and go without looking at it. Make sure nothing's growing in it, living in it.
Yeah.
Change the oil if you didn't do it before you put it away for the winter.
I hear every once in a while by me when people are mowing, all of a sudden, if they're close enough, all of a sudden you hear this crack, 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 crack. And it was like, go around your yard and pick up the branches.
Pick up the sticks
first.
That's
not very good for your lawnmower.
No.
You just be running over these branches all the time.
Inspect your windows and doors for weather stripping and make sure everything's good there. Clean them up.
Yeah.
Lubricate the tracks if you need to.
Make sure they're closing completely. We see some of these windows, like double hungs, a lot of them, you can tilt them in to wash the outside. Sometimes they get out of the track a little bit, unless they have the tabs, the locking tabs. But if some of the older ones where it was just more of a pressure fit, if they're not in that jam completely, they can make them difficult to lock. And most people probably think, well, I just need to make sure of that in the winter. I don't want the cold. Well, if you're air conditioning, it's the exact same concern that you're going to have warm, hot air, hot, humid air.
is what I meant to say,
you know, coming in the home while you're air conditioning. So,
check for pests. Obviously, it says check for signs of termites, ants, or rodents. Do we have termites?
Pockets of termites.
Okay,
it's very rare around here, but there's subterranean termites that will come up from in here or there in some areas, but not. Generally, it's too cold for them, that's why they're subterranean. But they'll pop up and everything. But mostly ants. We do have powder post beetles that are similar, but they don't. Termites go after good solid wood. They're aggressive. Carpenter ants are lazy. They go after rotting wood that's rotting already. Sure. So if you have carpenter ants, you have a bigger problem. You have a lot of wood rot and water damage or something. So, but we do have that, and I've seen some bat evidence recently. That, and you can tell the bat droppings different than the mouse droppings. They're about, four times as large or so as a mouse drop, maybe even a little more than that. You can tell.
Okay. Hopefully so that's some things you should be thinking about or doing this week as you get outside. It's going to be hot and humid this week, like into the 90s by the end of the week. So, the air conditioner part of it's probably pretty essential right now.
It's going to feel good on Wednesday sailing again.
Yeah, there you go. More of your calls and texts. We'd love to hear from you. What are you dealing with at home that you have questions about when it comes to maintenance? 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line.
WTMJ's The Fix-It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
Got to go see the Brewers play on Tuesday. They are on fire, man.
Yes.
It is crazy.
Just coming back, scrapping back from these games. They had that bad, that 1-0 lost.
Yeah.
Lost to the Giants where they just, they're.
They hit 16 runs the day and then 8 runs the next day. It's just crazy.
And I'm not trying to minimize anybody else. It just shows you how good Mizrowski is and Harrison.
Yeah.
Those guys, the pitchers are just amazing.
Yeah. Brewers Rockies tonight, 8:10 first pitch our time. They're in Denver, so you won't be able to see them unless you're taking an airplane. So let's talk a little bit about summer vacations. Because in winter, when people go on vacation, we say you have to, if you're going to be gone for a week in winter, there's things you need to do to make sure pipes don't freeze and things like that happen. What should we be doing? Let's say we're taking a 2-week road trip out west for summer. The family's jumping in the vehicle and we're going. Do we really have to do much to the house before we leave?
Well, you'd probably want to turn your air on, but it doesn't need to be at 60 degrees.
Keep it at like 75,
70, 72. Something like
just
that.
Just to keep it. So you don't want moisture. The heat can build moisture, which can cause mold. You want to make sure that doesn't happen.
Your house doesn't like large temperature swings. So it doesn't like turning people to, I turned it down to 50 in the winter. I think that's a little too cold. Drywall and plaster cracks and dry out and things like that. So I think you want to keep it a little higher in the winter. And you don't want it to get up to 80, 85 in your house in the summer while you're gone. That temperature swing, the like you said, the moisture that can, the condensation that can occur, not only on windows, but other surfaces, attic spaces. The attic's not as much because it's hot outside. It's hot in your attic. You need a temperature difference to create condensation generally. So, but probably keeping the house just cool. Personally, if you have an old house, depending on plumbing and things in your house, if things haven't been updated completely, not a bad idea to turn the water off. Why? Well, why not? It's not hurting anything. And you don't know when a pipe might, if you have a little corrosion on a pipe that might turn into a leak, you don't know when it's going to leak.
Now,
it's not that hard just to turn a valve.
Now, with that being said, if you haven't turned that valve in your house for years, you may not want to do it right before you leave for vacation because now you could bust it open and now you got a plumber you got to call and you got to postpone your trip by a day because you're trying to get that fixed.
True. But generally old valves, and we're talking the gate valves, the one you turn, they usually close and you're fine. It's when you open them back up. That's when they'll drip or leak and everything. So yeah, you're right. You do. It is a good idea to have, especially if you're having a plumber come over and just do something else, change a toilet for yourself, you know, or whatever. If they're doing something, if you have something planned,
yeah,
and if you have an older house and you think or you know you have an older valve, that's the time. Hey, while you're here, can you take a look at it? Might cost you a little bit, but it's going to cost you a whole lot more if it becomes a problem and you got to call an emergency call or it causes other problems. So that would be part of the maintenance of your home, really, right? Yeah. Even though it would be a repair, but you're thinking, you're planning, you're being proactive.
Is that something that, like, so I just had somebody down in my basement. They turned it. It worked. Is that something I should do every 6 months? Just go down, turn it on, turn it off, yeah. Just make sure it's working?
I mean, just
keep it loose.
It probably falls in the category, should I drain my water heater?
Yeah, right. Nobody does it.
Nobody does it, but should you do it? Sure. And I've said this before, when you have a gate valve, whether it's the main valve or the valve for your faucets outside and everything, when you turn it off and you turn it hard off, back it off.
Just a bit.
Just crank, back it off a little bit. The water won't come on. But you want to be able to have the ability to turn that valve in both directions if it were to get stuck.
Gotcha. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll get to some texts that are coming in here at 855-616-1620. But let's say good morning to Elizabeth Linton, who's back. We missed you last week. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Morning.
More of your questions next. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
The PGA Champions Tour actually in Wisconsin this weekend, TPC Wisconsin in Madison. So if you want to see some pros golfing, head over that way today and tomorrow yet. So let's go through this. Four tips for making home maintenance less of a chore. One, when you buy a house, get a professional home inspection. First
Imagine
thing on
that.
The list.
Yes.
Why would people want to do that, David Nason?
Because they could hire me. Of course, whether you're... If you're able to get it as part of your purchase, your offer to purchase, absolutely, you should be doing that. If you can't, get one done, you know, as soon as you close. If you're thinking of selling, whether it's next month or 2 years from now, get one. If you're living in your house for 10 years and you just want to, it's not a bad idea to have a home inspection. We're not building code inspectors, so we're not coming out to see if the house meets code. Granted, I do know a fair amount. I think most home inspectors know a fair amount about our building code, but we don't say things are against code. Usually it's a safety hazard if it's a code issue, whether sure. it's a railing that's missing or the openings are too large or GFCI receptacles are missing. Those are safety hazards, so we call those defects. Not going to say that, even though it's maybe a code issue in a newer home, but it's you know it's a safety issue. And we're also looking at the condition of homes. Should things be repaired or maintenance? Like we're talking about, all homes need some maintenance. So It is very, very good idea to have an inspection. The inspector is going to be there, depending on the house, you know, anywhere from 2.5 to, on a larger home, maybe 4, 5, 6 hours. I was at a big house on Pewaukee Lake a couple weeks ago, and I was there for like 6.5 hours. But three furnaces, two boilers, six bedrooms, seven or eight bathrooms. I mean, that takes a lot of time to get through and go and look at, plus all the exterior. So it depends on the size of the house. But then you're going to get a detailed report that shows all the things that you should be thinking about and dealing with as far as the home.
How do people get in touch with you?
You can go to my website, bestinspectionsllc.com. You can find my phone number there. There's a form there. Otherwise, best to text me at 262-443-8958.
Okay, so four tips for making home maintenance less of a chore. One, get that professional inspection. Two, before you get an inspection, think about what types of tasks are deal breakers for you.
Right, yeah. It varies from customer to customer.
Right.
Somebody might be either an electrician or maybe their brother's an electrician. So electrical things might be on a lower level.
Like they're
going to
put
level.
Up with that because like, they can fix it.
My brother can, or I can fix this, you know, pretty easily. Sometimes attic issues, you know, and those are usually unknown. People aren't really looking in their attics very often. And house looks great and everything. You pop the attic hatch open and it's a bunch of mold in the attic or vermiculite insulation or something. That's something you should deal with. Foundation issues a lot of times. And then what people have to remember, I mean, I personally try to take the approach that everything can be fixed. You can address everything. It does matter who's going to pay for it, but everything can be addressed. So I understand what you're saying, deal breakers, but people have to understand home inspectors are not deal breakers. We're just the information providers. Right. We provide the information. The house is providing the information that I'm just saying,
like you said, what can you put up with?
Yeah. Well, that's a better way of putting it. Yeah.
What would you be willing to put up with to get this house?
Yeah.
Like our house, it was the location, the yard, the neighborhood. Like it was the house itself was stuff we could fix.
Right.
Right. Which we have.
Right. But, yeah, you can't fix not having a yard or where the house is. Yeah, exactly.
Number three on the list, budget for routine maintenance and repairs. So it's not
We talked about that last week. How much you set aside a week or a year or everything.
And then the final one, four tips for making home maintenance less of a chore. Know when to hire a pro rather than do it yourself.
Yes.
So there are several things that we say. Electricity is iffy. Yeah. If you're not an electrician, you may not want to mess with that because that could cause problems like fires or things.
Or shock you or electrocute you. Absolutely, yeah.
That's one thing. Going up on a roof if you're...
Stay off your roof.
If you're not used to going on a roof.
Yeah.
Especially a second story.
Right.
Jeez, I don't even go on those and I go on roofs almost every week.
You know, and so. you might look up and say, oh, that roof looks walkable. You know, and we kind of approach a house like, yeah, that's walkable. Yeah. The most dangerous is getting from the ladder onto the roof, and probably more is getting from the roof onto the ladder coming back down. If that's not something you do regularly, and you can't just try and walk out of everything, I come down to my ladder and I stop and I'm like, okay, stop, you know, approach the ladder.
Yeah.
And then, you know, how am I getting on? How am I stepping off and everything? Make sure you got good footing and everything. We have friends, colleagues who have taken some serious falls off a ladder and, it's, stay off your roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have the clips for your ladder to keep
it? I use a bungee cord to the gutter. I should get one of those clips, yeah.
I need to get one for mine because I was on a roof a while back and that ladder shifted just a bit. I'm like, it didn't fall, but I was like, yo, don't go anywhere.
A bungee works good too.
How do you do that? Through the anchor? The gutter?
Just
anchor?
Over to the edge of the
gutter. Oh, gotcha.
But I was just going to say, there are certain types of gutter covers that really make it difficult.
Well, even then, the clip for the thing wouldn't work.
I think the clip is okay with that. But,
okay. But interesting.
But you should be fine off
know
your gutter,
when you can do it. When you can't do it, get somebody to do it.
Exactly.
Know your limitations and know what you're willing to. Because what's going to happen if you don't know what you're doing?
You're going to make it worse.
You're going to make it worse, and then you're going to have to pay more to have somebody fix it. So just some things to keep in mind as you're going through the house today. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. If you have questions, Isaac's in the producer's booth ready to answer your calls. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Need advice? Call 855-616-1620. Our expert home inspector is here to help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Welcome to the show, 744 on a Saturday. Going to be hot and humid today, 81 near the lake, 86 inland, approaching 90, I saw. Michael Fish isn't on in the morning anymore. I think he retired or got fired or something TMJ4. He was my favorite meteorologist, and he's no longer there. But anyway, I was watching, and they're saying we could push 90 today inland, so be ready for that.
Okay.
If you're going out to enjoy the day, bring water. Bring a lot of stuff to drink. If you're going to Milwaukee Metal Fest this weekend, be ready. It's
going
to be hot. And
I don't think
luckily
I'm going.
They put air conditioning in the Rave Eagles ballroom. So
is that where
a couple
Metal
years
Fest
ago
is?
That wouldn't be? Oh yeah, you know all your favorite bands, Suicidal Tendencies, and Acid Bath, and who else we got? Psycho Miko.
Nope.
All these bands, you know, David, all your favorites.
I can't wait till Summerfest, though. We're still going,
it's
right?
It's close. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. The first opening day. Isaac's
we're
bands
going to see
playing.
Isaac.
Yes, of course. We
Barely Civil.
Barely
right?
Civil at noon, right? Taking noon? The stage?
12:30.
12:30 the first day.
We'll be there.
I'll be there. We'll be there. Cheering you on. Rocking out with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to this question here. How do you fit an extension into a downspout? So this person is learning home maintenance. First of all, thank you for listening to our show to try to learn with us. We appreciate that. Says, I want to replace those corrugated extensions. David, you're making your
point. Yep.
Your point. Also, where do you get those extensions, and would the store cut them in half for me if I can't get them into my car?
So like I was saying, any big box stores, Home Depot, Menards, Lowe's. I would also say I'd probably an Ace Hardware. One of the larger Ace Hardwares should have them.
Yeah.
So depending on where you're living, and will they cut them for you? I would think maybe an Ace Hardware would be more likely to do that for you, because they tend to offer services like repairs. They, you know, they fix windows, fix screens, they service small engine repair. So if you find an Ace or a True Value or, you know, somebody like that, a local hardware store that's offering those services, they're most likely going to do that for you.
I've never had it done in Menards, but Home Depot's cut 2x4s and stuff for me.
Yeah, so they cut sheet products,
they
you
might,
know,
they might
plywood,
do.
But that's a panel saw.
Yeah.
That's you know, cutting wood. You need a metal saw to cut the downspouts. So that's where you can buy them. And like I said, that probably more of a local store is going to, I'm not sure about Menards and Home Depot if they'll cut metal downspouts.
Sure. But when it comes to fitting it on.
So they're basically a male-female connection. So one goes into the other. The elbow coming off the downspout. So we got a downspout and an extension. In between is an elbow. And that elbow generally has the smaller, you know, where it's crimped to make it a little smaller, and then the downspout slides right on.
Yep, pretty simple.
And it does make sense to put a screw in there, a self-tapping screw to hold it in place. Otherwise, even just a little wind's going to blow it away.
Or your chickens, or your dog.
Right.
Not that I know.
But, you know, some people also, depending on your landscaping around your house, if you have an area where it's just grass right up to your house, people like to take them off in order to cut their lawns. Or they do make hinges that allow you to hinge them up and get them out of your way and while you're cutting. So, you know, I think, getting some assistance from somebody at the store there can help you out with that.
I have one extension that I don't have the screw in because it's really long to get it. My backyard, you know, my backyard.
Yeah.
I got to get that water as far away from my house.
Right.
I take that one off every time I mow, so I don't have a screw in there. But other ones, you do.
Yeah.
You're right. Secure them because it's very easy for them to blow away, or your grandkid to pick it up and play with it, and then it's not attached.
Whatever. I have two, and they both go right to the edge of my landscaping.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. We're going to take another break. Our final segment of the hour coming up, 855-616-1620. Next hour, we're joined by Abby from Abby Home. So be ready for questions on anything on the outside of your house and your bathroom now, because they're doing that as well. Thank you for listening to the Fix It Show this morning on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
David and Dayton. One guy knows what the heck he's talking about. We'll let you figure out which one it is. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
What are we calling this one, Isaac?
I don't know, but I do like this one a lot.
I like this one, too. Keep this one in rotation. It's fun, especially for summer.
It reminds me of something, but I can't place it at the moment.
It does. Sounds like Spin Doctors.
Yeah, like a Third Eye Blind kind of thing.
Right, like Third Eye Blind, that type of band.
That's what I was thinking.
Siding Unlimited.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction sponsoring us every week. We appreciate that. Last segment before we're joined by Abby. Let's talk about the transition from heating to cooling. We've probably done that already, but now for sure, looking at 80s and 90s for this week in humid, a lot of people are going to be firing up that AC unit. Mm-hmm. What should we be checking? First of all, I had to turn my power on
because
I always turn it off before winter.
We suggest that you turn the breaker off. So go turn the power on. Because if you don't turn that power on, and you just turn your thermostat to cooling, it'll look like it's cooling, but the condenser outside's not doing anything, so it's not on. So you got to turn that on.
If you had it covered for any reason,
absolutely.
Take that off.
You absolutely need to take that cover off. Otherwise, you'll burn up the motor in there if you don't uncover it before you turn it on. We're also talking about if you have a humidifier, the April Air on your home, you should be turning that off.
Correct.
Completely off. Not down. Just off. That's providing humidity to the in the ductwork in your home if you still need to. And I admit I do, because I have a really old house, a lot of plaster, a lot of hardwood. If I don't have that running in the winter, my house is a tinderbox. It's just so dry, and all the cracks get bigger and everything. I get it. Newer houses really don't need them because they're tighter and things like that. But if you are running one, turn it off. Take the filter out, you know, and check that. Probably throw it away. Plan on getting a new one for next year.
But then remember to get the new one.
Yeah, but if that's putting humidity into the air, your air conditioner is trying to take it out. So they're just going to fight each other. And
yeah,
it'll probably start leaking. You could get some microbial growth, you know, organic growth on there. And now that's just, you know, going through your ductwork and everything. So make sure you check that. Turn it off. Probably not much else. Like you said early on, make sure the vegetation, which is probably with all the rain that we've had and now again and the warm weather, stuff's just blooming and growing. Clear the area around your condenser.
I can't believe, like, I'll go outside. We have a dog area. It's all gravel and, mm-hmm. you know, where the dogs go. And I'll pull weeds. And, like, 2 days later, I'll go out. It'll be, like, a 5-inch weed there. I'm like, well, that was not there, like, 2 days ago. How did that thing grow so fast?
Don't you remember when you were little? You're growing like a weed.
Yeah. There you go. That's why.
And, you know, the other thing is if the fins on the outside of the condenser, if you can see them, most of them you can see them. Some of them they're hidden, but just wash it off gently. Maybe spray a little bit of that Dawn dish soap comes in a spray now.
Yeah, yeah.
Spray that on there. That's a surfactant, fancy word for something that makes surfaces slippery. And then wash it off gently with your hose. Stay away with your power washer. Do not power wash your condenser outside. Yeah. You'll blast the fins over and you'll ruin it and everything. So stay away. Keep your power washer away. Just gentle hose and some detergent. But you should have also had, you know, contacted Capital Heating and Cooling and gotten beyondification of your AC.
Colin came out to our house. He's been out to our house. He's been with them as long as we own the house, 6 years. So mm-hmm. he's been out to our house many times. And what he did this last time is he actually leveled my condenser a little bit because the pad underneath cracked.
Yeah.
And so it was starting to lean a little bit. So he was able to put a new padding thing under there to level it up.
There's a compressor in there, and compressors like to be level. If you've ever moved anybody, you should know that when you move the refrigerator, it has to stay upright. If you do set it down, you have to, when you get to where you're going, you tip it back up. You have to wait a couple hours for all the refrigerant and everything to get back down in the compressor before you plug it in. Otherwise, you'll ruin the refrigerator. So,
if your condenser is leaning big time, that needs to be rectified. It needs to be straightened out.
Not only that, it could put some pressure on the copper tubing
that's
connected, that's going into the house. Those are rigid connections. And if it's starting to sink now, you could potentially, the copper tubing could be holding it up if the ground's settling it. So you get that's how those systems leak. And then you get your Freon, not Freon, but a refrigerant, you know, low, and you don't get cooling or the system freezes up kind of thing.
So you're saying maintenance could save me money in the long run.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not having to replace everything.
Right.
There we go. That's what the show's about. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ talk and text line if you have questions. That does it for hour number one. Coming up next hour, Abby from Abby Home on with us. Thank you for listening this morning.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.